I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. It's another year, a new beginning, a fresh start, a time to make yourself some promises and see how long you can keep them. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Do they work? I want to use this New Year's show to talk about resolutions and offer a few suggestions for what I think might be good ones. But first, a personal story. I gotta tell you, I've made New Year's resolutions, mostly half-heartedly, and I've forgotten about them in a few days, sometimes a few weeks. But there's one resolution I made and kept. I made a resolution on New Year's Day, 1977, and I haven't broken it yet. 33 years. It was all because I was mad at the soft drink industry. When I was in college, my radio station had a machine that sold 6.5-ounce bottles of Coke for a dime. And since Coke was my favorite soft drink, I spent a lot of dimes during my college days. Next came the Air Force, and I think a 12-ounce bottle of Coke was 15 cents. By the time I was out of the service, 4 years later, the price was up to 20 cents a bottle in the machines. But in the early 1970s, machines that sold soft drinks in bottles started disappearing. They were replaced by machines that sold soft drinks in cans. And I hated Coke in cans. They cost more, a quarter. They lost their coldness immediately. Come on, folks, thick glass bottles insulate the Coke and keep it cold. But metal cans conduct the coldness right out of the Coke and into your hand. And Coke in cans has a metal off taste. So on January 1, 1977, I resolved to stop drinking Coke. In fact, I resolved to stop drinking all soft drinks. And from that day to this, I've never had a soft drink. Now, I've heard that Coke no longer tastes like it did when I drank it. First, they changed their formula. Then they changed it back after a lot of complaints. But when they changed it back, they used a cheaper form of sugar than they did in the beginning. So I'm probably not missing much anyway. When I drank Coke, I probably averaged 4 bottles a day. 1 at morning coffee break, 1 for lunch, 1 for afternoon coffee break, and 1 for supper or later at night. Now, when I quit, Coke was selling for 25 cents a can. Now I think it sells in the machines for about $1.50 a can. So doing some rough math, I figure that by giving up soft drinks, I've saved over $30,000. Can you imagine the softball bats I could buy for $30,000, including a new car to haul them around in? Now that's a fine story, you say, but what does that have to do with playing softball? Well, nothing, but it does give you some insight into the steely determination of yours truly. And I do want to talk about New Year's resolutions and softball in this show. Here's a general, all-purpose New Year's resolution for you to consider seriously. In this year, 2011, I resolved to invest in myself. Back in my real estate selling days, I worked for a broker who preached the invest in yourself line incessantly, and I think it's excellent advice. What does it mean to invest in yourself? It means to increase your own value with self-education. And to do that, you need to fill that underused brain of yours with useful information. Educate yourself. If softball is important to you, learn more about softball. For example, here's a good New Year's resolution. Resolve to listen to one of these softball podcasts every week. Pick out a day of the week and a particular time and put it on your calendar. If you don't write it down, you won't do it. Start with program number 1 this week, do show number 2 next week, and after a year, you'll have given yourself 52 short lessons in coaching, managing, and playing softball. Invest 5 minutes a week in yourself. Is that too difficult a task? I think not. Watch videos and read books about softball, especially if you're a coach or a manager. There are dozens of really good books and videos out there. Start with my book, and don't limit yourself to books on softball. Books on baseball strategy can easily be applied to softball. Skip the chapters on stealing and hitting, because we don't have to face 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. Instead, concentrate on the parts about fielding and the strategy of playing each position. Resolve to read a chapter a week. That's not hard. There are several educational videos out there, too. Every player who wants to improve his hitting should own a copy of Todd Graham's Swing Mechanics video. You have to watch it over and over because so much information is covered there that you could never absorb it all in one sitting. The more you learn about the ins and outs of the game, the more effective and productive you'll be on the softball field. You won't believe how many softball players, coaches, and managers don't really understand what they should be doing. How often have you seen a pitcher just stand on the mound when there are base runners and the ball is hit to the outfield? Outfielders who throw to the wrong base. Infielders who make a play at their base but then ignore the runner who's streaking home. These players could contribute so much more to their teams if they just knew what they should do and then do it. They may not learn it from playing, but a little time with a book or a video that covers the strategy of whatever position they play can make them better ballplayers. Some people see education as boring drudge work, and I've had classes like that too. But if you truly love the sport, invest in yourself and make 2011 your best softball year yet. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.